Iowa's best country, Kix 101.1, presents another Kix Cast with Doris Day.
Hi, this is Kix 101. Can I help you?
Yeah, Doris, this is Ernie. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Ernie, I'm awesome. How are you?
Not bad, young lady. Not bad at all.
Good.
Oh, I heard your deal about farmers. I'm not a farmer now. I grew up on a dairy. My wife grew up on a dairy farm.
Okay.
I was involved with ag, you know, for many years, John Deere dealership and other industry. And then now I'm working for Deere & Company, producing stuff for our American and domestic and foreign farmers. So I still have the old farmer in my blood. So if I had a chance, I'd be there in a heartbeat.
I mean, yeah, once it's in your blood, it doesn't leave you. I mean, I'm a farmer's daughter. So, yeah, I'm itching so much to get out in the garden right now. It's crazy.
Yes, you got to be born into it. You got to have it in your blood because, yeah, my dad farmed, and just one of them situations, we had bad flooding years ago when I was a boy. It was just pretty nasty, but I went and followed my dreams of being an ag mechanic. I did that for quite a few years, and now I'm working at the other end of it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being in the farm industry. I mean, you know, National Ag Week is for you too, Ernie.
Yes, and like I say, we're doing our best. I know what's going on with this viral thing, and yeah, we're trying to produce for foreign and domestic. You know, Homeland Security told Deere & Company, yeah, we're vital because we got the forestry industry. We're you know, keeping them guys going. We got the construction equipment. We got to keep them guys going. That's our infrastructure. So we got to, you know, Deere & Company supporting those people. So that's what we're doing.
Good deal. So are you work right now, or what are your hours?
Well, I'm off for 2 weeks. I go back I got one more week of layoff because the production is low. So what they've done, we brought our third shifter today. So we're splitting our workload between off shift and day shift people. That way, everybody can get, you know, got a chance to do some work, and right, everybody's going to get a little time off.
Yeah.
Deere & Company's hanging on. We were going to do a layoff here in May, but I heard that's been postponed. They had them 40-some people Deere & Company's going to lay off. Well, they're now holding them.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, that's good news. So Deere & Company's hanging on to them now. We're not doing that bigger layoff. That's a good deal to, you know, keep our workers there.
Yeah, so definitely. Yeah. So where do you work at, Ernie?
I work at the John Deere Engine Works.
Mm-hmm.
And there in what I'd have worked, the downtown machining. I've done machining. I started in the foundry. I was 3.5 years in the foundry.
Okay.
Then I went downtown on a machining job, and I was out Donald Street. I was a welder, welded cabs for the big tractors, the small tractor. I also did cabs for the little tiny ones, that, you know, 3,000, 4,000 series cabs and 5,000 mm-hmm. series tractor.
Yeah.
For a while. So I kind of bounced around, and now I'm back in the engine works. I'm on the line assembly line or the 9-liter, you know, engine. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think when people think about ag industry, they don't necessarily think of the tractors, and holy cow, they should probably definitely, especially John Deere tractors. I mean, come on now, you know.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And Deere & Company is doing what we can. Like I say, we've got a lot going on, and we got new products, and so we're you know, trying to help the American farmer and the you know, foreign. Yeah, like I say, I send stuff over to Germany. We're sending harvester stuff over to Germany. I got stuff going to France.
Wow.
I've got marine engines that we put in tugboats and stuff like that. We send, you know, over.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Deere's, everybody thinks, okay, we're just tractors. Not at Waterloo, at the John Deere Works, and the engines. No, we do a lot of stuff.
Huh.
You know, for Ingersoll Rand, we do stuff for, you know, like I say, for down in Brazil, for the, you know, stuff for down there for their equipment. And we do, you know, all over. So, and we send stuff to China for engines. And we send, you know, stuff for fire, you know, engines, you know, for stuff, you know, like for standby fire system. There's a lot goes on for, you know, Deere & Company.
Yeah. So where exactly is, where is this located? So that's in Waterloo then?
This is right in Waterloo, and also if you're on that street, all of a sudden you get to the end of our building. We got a long, long building. It goes into Cedar Falls. So Cedar Falls and Waterloo are kind of connected right there, end of our building. So that's one thing they kind of wonder about. Okay, if we have some kind of disaster, okay, who's going to respond?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Ernie, thank you so much. Thanks for this great interview. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make this into a Kix Cast.
Yeah, so anyway, like I say, we're feeling, I know a lot of people up there, well, we ought to be off of this virus. Hey, I'm here to do my job. I'm here to make some money. And, you know, that's it. I'll be there. I told the supervisor, okay, let's say we have somebody calling sick or whatever. You got my phone number. I'll come in to work. You know, I'm not that guy that said, I want to be off. Nope. I'm there to do my job and to make some money too.
Yep, cute.
My wife has been affected with the school thing, so it's been kind of tough for her. But now the school's supporting her with pay.
Yeah. And a lot of companies are. I mean, a lot of companies are either giving people, who are still working, they're giving them raises. You know, companies that had to let their people go or, you know, lay them off for a while, you know, they're paying them. I mean, and then, of course, the stimulus package, which I think is going to be passed today or tomorrow.
Right.
You know, that's going to be a shot in the arm, but obviously not a long-term thing whatsoever. That's just...
No. And the big shot from Texas Roadhouse is giving his bonus and all that to an employee. He's not taking it. He's turned that over to employees.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. Well, Ernie, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening.
Okay, Doris. Keep it going. I talked to Brandon this morning earlier, so I heard you say something about Ernie, so I better call in.
I'm glad you're listening, Ernie. You take care. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Remember, wherever you're listening, you're hearing Iowa's best country, Kix 101.1.